بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في المحافظة على الأعمال. This is the chapter on upholding good deeds. That a person must not be like soda water. One day he does a lot of good deeds, another day he does nothing. But he must keep on doing constantly his good deeds. It comes in a hadith also, the most beloved of deeds to Allah Ta'ala are those which are constant, even if they are little. The faraz, wajib, sunnat mu'akkada, that we have to do full. But any other nafil ibadat we do, the best is that we what is done regularly, constantly. Not some days we do a lot, other days we do nothing. So we should look after the good deeds which Allah Ta'ala blesses us with. And when a person does that, that is his shukr as far as his amal is concerned. And then Allah will increase that person. And if we don't make that shukr, then that tawfiq is taken away. And we see then that we can't do good deeds regularly. The first ayat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not yet come for the people who believe in Allah that their hearts melt and they submit to all for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala? That is, they turn towards Allah and remember Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And that which has been revealed by Allah Ta'ala, the truth, that is for Quran. They incline towards the Quran, which starts from the reading of the Quran and then to practice on the Quran also and all the other rites of the Quran. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And Allah says, and don't become like the people who were given the kitab before you. That is, the Christians, they were given the Injil and they were a nation before you. Don't become like them. In which way? فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَرِ. And then their hopes of dunya increased, and they were just thinking of this dunya's time and a long time of this dunya. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Then their hearts became hardened. That is, when a person thinks of this dunya and he has hopes in this dunya, then his attention, his mind and his body goes towards things of dunya to make his dunya more, increase his dunya. And in that way, a person's heart becomes hard. And then it does not incline to the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As somebody has said that our eyes, they don't swell up with tears for in the love of Allah or in the fear of Allah. We all should think, when last the tears come out of my eyes in the love of Allah, in dua, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, etc. And the reason for that, why tears don't come in our eyes, because the hearts are gone hard. And the hearts are gone hard because of gunas. When a person commits gunas, then his heart becomes hard. And then no tears will come into the eyes. And why do the hearts become hard like this? And because of the hopes of this dunya. That dunya, I must achieve this, I must have a long life, I must do this in my life, I must achieve that, I must open this shop, I must do that all this year. And that is because of the love of dunya. And the love of dunya is the root cause of all evil. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةٍ. It is the root cause of all evil. So a person must be very careful that his heart does not become hard. If we do make gunas, we are human beings. But then regularly we should make tawbah and istighfar also. As soon as if we have committed a guna, immediately thereafter make tawbah istighfar. Otherwise, at least when going to bed at night or any other time, but we should have a time in which we make istighfar and ask forgiveness from Allah for the gunas that we have committed. Otherwise the heart becomes hard. And when the heart becomes hard, then we don't incline towards deen. And we don't enjoy to making our ibadat. Our hearts are in our shops. Our hearts is in our business, etc. In our homes, our gardens. We beautify our homes. We beautify the bedroom, the bathroom, the lounge. Then our hearts are in those things. And then they don't incline towards the masjid, towards namaz, etc. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَفَّيْنَا بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَعَاتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ. And then we sent Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and we gave him the Injil. وَجْعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ رَأْفَةً وَرَحْمَةً. And we had placed mercy and compassion in the hearts of those people who followed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made the heart soft to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And after that, وَرَحْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا. And then they themselves invented monasticism, which Allah Ta'ala did not ordain for them. That is, that they go and live in their monasteries, the nuns and the monks, and Allah did not prescribe that for them. Even in the Injil, they did it from their own side. And they did it with a good intention for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. فَمَا رَعُوهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا. But they could not fulfill their rights. It was an unnatural thing, and therefore Allah did not prescribe it also. They did it from their own side, even with a good intention, but they could not observe it. That is, the natural desires Allah has put in every man and woman. Then Allah made nikah. You get married and you satisfy your desires. But they chose not to get married, to stay single, and that it is not unnatural. And then they fell into a lot of other gunas. All haram they fell into, though their intention was good just for Allah's pleasure. From there also we learn that even all our good deeds must not be what we think are good deeds, but they must be those which are prescribed to us by Allah Ta'ala, which comes in the hadith. So our deen is a complete deen. It isn't what we make of ourselves. And we should practice the basics. We must do the faraz, wajib, sunnat, muakkada. We should do nafal also. But in there, do how much we can do comfortably. And do it regularly. Not some days we do a lot, other days we do nothing. Regularly we should do our good deeds also. That is the best, and we get the most rewards in that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.